I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran's Guardian Council just announced candidates for the June 18th presidential election. Over the weekend, it warned journalists that any criticism of the state's top picks would lead to repercussions. The regime is also cracking down on internet and social media access to prevent mass protests. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari says a longer-lasting blockage could be ahead, which would hamper gospel outreach.
It is our understanding that Iran has requested China to provide to them technology to limit the population's access to outside internet. Institutions inside the country of Iran will be able to operate online using a high-speed internet that is only for Iran, but they'll be able to limit and censor access to outside of Iran internet.
And for people in rural China, getting access to a Bible can change their lives in more ways than one. They can learn the story of Jesus and find hope in his kingdom. But they can also build literacy skills. Kurt Rovenstein says Bibles for China has seen this happen.
We had one of our partners over there, one of the gals that works with us, told a story about her aunt, who was just a beginning reader, just an elementary age level reader, and just knew a few of the characters. And with the help of the Bible that she received and an audio Bible that she had access to, learned to read quite well and came fairly proficient at it. And as a result of that process of learning to read, accepted Christ.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.